Welcome to the Shemansky Zone, the iPad blog podcast about technology, innovations, and news with Rafael Shemansky.
Yeah, welcome to the 129th episode to my own personal zone, the Shemansky Zone, a special part here on the iPadblog.de podcast. This is the next episode with which we like to create more reach and more grow for our audience. And therefore, I decided to switch from German to English language and hope very much that you accept my decision and grow together to a wider community. The iPad blog get-together, further tech events, demonstrations, concerts, weddings, more and more events are taking place in virtual space. Yes, in virtual space, yes, underline this word. And how tech companies want to expand the metaverse into a new living and working environment, let's analyze this question and deep with me into a world that only exists in binary code, the Matrix.
Is the metaverse a cyberpunk utopia to be feared, a mere gimmick by tech companies, or is it the unstoppable future of the internet?
And this, indeed, is one of the main questions in our show. And we have now the following points discussing in our audio show. Metaverse as hype or serious location on the internet. Example of celebrities. The real world versus the digital world at a glance. In the summer of 2022, soccer player Kevin Prince Boateng married model Valentina Fradegrada. The couple chose two particularly exquisite locations for the wedding ceremony, sun-drenched Tuscany and the Metaverse. Yes, indeed, the Metaverse. While Boateng and Fradegrada exchange vows in front of friends and family in Radigondoli, Italy, an online wedding took place at the same time on the Metaverse platform Over. Her avatar stood there, she in a classic white dress with a train, he in a black dinner jacket, in a virtual lunar landscape with a romantic view of the Earth. So, dear audience, please check out our show notes on iPadblog.de. We have linked some pretty nice pictures over there.
The first wedding in our metaverse.
Oh, yes, indeed. That was the Twitter headline, the first wedding in our metaverse. Yeah, there were some hashtags like metaverse, hashtag over the reality, hashtag marriage, hashtag wedding, and so on and so on. Yeah, however, guests were also allowed. For $50, the interested public could witness the ceremony. About 82 tickets are said to have actually been sold. The celebrity wedding made headlines around the world, not so much because of the protagonists, but mainly because of the setting. There's been a huge hype surrounding the metaverse. The famous live tech event, iPad blog get-together, weddings, concerts, and even demonstrations are already taking place in the digital parallel universe. Luxury brands such as Prada and Balenciaga are present there. Yeah, as are auction houses, and stars such as rapper Snoop Dogg organize private parties with exclusive guest lists. The metaverse is a gigantic promise. the next big thing, as Silicon Valley tech gurus like to say. After the triumph of the smartphone, the mobile internet is to be given a three-dimensional successor that can be accessed with data glasses.
Yeah, let's talk about the serious metaverse.
The metaverse is considered a gigantic promise as the next big thing, as the tech gurus in Silicon Valley say. This three-dimensional successor to the mobile internet is designed to change our reality from the ground up. Fantasy and reality merge into a digital parallel universe. But is it more than a gimmick? Look, cloud computing, social media, and online retail could grow into a multi-billion dollar market in the metaverse, where completely new immersive product experiences can be made thanks to augmented and virtual reality. It's still a long way off, but there are already a number of platforms such as Roblox, Fortnite or Minecraft, on which almost 500 million people are active. Can you imagine that? Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has such high hopes for the technology that he even renamed his company Meta. Yeah, imagine that. Just like clicking a link on the web today, you will teleport through different rooms in the metaverse in the future, Zuckerberg said at the Facebook Concert Connect Developer Conference in 2021. Yeah, a repetition of old narratives, although the incorporeal avatars that populate Facebook's Horizon Worlds platform have now got legs. The graphics still look comic-like and are more reminiscent of computer games from the noughties. But if Zuckerberg has his way, lectures, visits to museums, and even time travel will be possible in this virtual space in the future. Whew. The model for the vision of the future is Neal Stephenson's 1992 novel Snow Crash. In the story, the protagonist Hiro gathers information for the Secret Service in the metaverse, a space that projects three-dimensional images onto his glasses. The parallel digital universe that Stevenson describes in his novel is a cyberpunk utopia, a mixture of a hippie dream and the wild, wild west. There are boulevards, residential areas, no-go areas where laws are ignored, and free-fighting zones where people can hunt and kill each other. Most of the stories about the metaverse are repeating old narratives and promises that we know from the early days of cyberspace, says Anna Verena Nostov, and she is a digital researcher. The scientist Anna Verena Nostov fears that this will give digital corporations even more power. She says, "The stories about the metaverse are, above all, the repetition of old narratives and promises that we still know from early days of cyberspace. The dreams of virtual harmonies and maximum freedom in a supposedly post-political digital space." Yeah, that says the co-director of the Critical Data Lab at the Humboldt University in Berlin. The philosopher is currently researching digital capitalism at Princeton University and has written articles on the platform economy. For them, the hype surrounding the metaverse is above all an economic bet on a possible future, in which the Facebook group Meta is primarily concerned with expanding its own sphere of power and using its own VR glasses from the emancipated Android and iOS. Nostov notes that Meta is primarily targeting the biometric data that can be collected with data glasses. The group recently applied for a patent for a technology that uses cameras and sensors to track body poses of eye movements. If the user's avatar gets stuck in the shop window of the fashion label in the metaverse, customized advertising can be displayed on the data glasses. That easy, my dear audience here. Yeah, not only Meta, but also corporations like Microsoft, Nvidia, or Epic Games are working on their own online worlds and business models. Tim Sweeney, CEO and founder of Epic Games, told the Washington Post that car manufacturers will no longer need to advertise in the metaverse, but simply unlock a virtual vehicle that customers can then take for the test drive. Yeah, digital researcher Nostov believes it is possible that digital service models could be expanded and users would have to pay an entrance fee to enter a virtual world, as was in the case with Boateng's Dream Wedding. Yeah, however, let's talk about the notarized digital ownership. The idea of monetizing content in three-dimensional worlds is not new. With Second Life, maybe you remember, there has been a virtual world since 2003 in which players can gamble in casinos or buy virtual objects such as furniture or houses with their own digital currency, the Linden dollar. The Chinese Eileen Graf, who at one point owned 10% of the available land and was described by CNN as the Rockefeller of Second Life, has also become a millionaire in real life thanks to her real estate deals. But between the metaverse of the first and second generation lies a technology or a technological innovation that has the potential to revolutionize the network world. Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs for short, as we already have on OpenSea. Yes, this cryptic abbreviation hides a digital certificate of authenticity and ownership that is stored on a blockchain. To put it simply, these documents make it possible to clarify digital ownership claims. If the internet has been a cheap copying machine up to now, there is now a lever to attach a price tag to virtual objects, for example, to a Gucci bag or Adidas sneakers with which one decorates one's avatar. The digital fashion startup FanCurve, in which the German football world champions André Schürrle and Mario Götze have invested, offers fans virtual jerseys, and the cosmetic brand Clinique has even published its own beauty collection as NFT. Yes, the metaverse, shrill cyberpunk utopia, or realistic life and working world? That's the question. Yeah, not only fashion accessories, but also real estate can be secured using the construct. In 2021, for example, a virtual plot of land was sold for $4.3 million. In the online game, The Sandbox. In the metaverse, real estate prices are sometimes called up that can compete with the best locations in Munich or Hamburg. An investor put $450,000 on the table for the property next door to rapper Snoop Dogg, who built a luxury mansion in The Sandbox. The location also counts in virtual space, but the price level for virtual properties has now reached such dizzying heights that observers are warning of the virtual real estate bubble bursting on the market. Analogous to physical buildings, however, the construction works that are created from programming code are not exactly environmentally friendly. Creating an NFT alone consumes 142 kilowatt hours of electricity and emits 57 kilograms of carbon dioxide. The Ethereum blockchain, on which NFTs are stored, was recently switched to a more energy-efficient process. However, graphically demanding 3D worlds are still dependent on energy-intensive cloud solutions. And according to estimates by the US semiconductor manufacturers Intel, the metaverse could require 1,000 times more computing power than is currently available. How this can be realized in view of a global shortage of raw materials and chips is uncertain. Data centers are already responsible for a good 1% of global electricity requirements. The regulation of the metaverse is much more complex, as it is no longer just about the written word and hate speech, but about the regulation of all behavior, including movement. Anna Verena Nostov, digital researcher, here again with her comment. So how can the virtual worlds of tomorrow be built as sustainably and resource efficiently as possible? Who writes the rules of the game for the metaverse? Is there a building control authority? Digital researcher Nostov points out that the regulation of the metaverse is significantly more complex than that of social media platforms. The reason for this is that it's no longer just about the written word and hate speech, but about the regulation of the behavior, including movements. So did she say. Several cases of sexual harassment of avatars became known on Facebook's virtual reality platform Horizon Worlds. One woman even reported virtual rape. These attacks felt very real for those affected, explains Nosov, because users in immersive environments can experience what is known as avatar attachments. That is a very strong feeling of physical presence. Yes, the researcher doesn't think much of the safe zone, a protective bubble like the one introduced by Meta to protect users. Rather, she fears that security authorities will come up with the idea of continuously and comprehensively monitoring the rooms, and that the rooms of the metaverse will develop into virtual counterparts of those publicly monitored places that we know from the analog world. The metaverse is more interactive than the internet. Do you agree? So, is there a threat of mass surveillance and a total loss of privacy in the metaverse? Media executive Matthew Ball, who recently published The Metaverse and How It Will Revolutionize Everything, thinks this dystopian assumption is unfounded. In virtual worlds, he primarily sees opportunities for development and participation. For example, in the field of e-learning. So you could teleport from anywhere in the world to a classroom or lecture hall. The internet is primarily designed for the exchange of static files such as emails or documents, but not for the interactive experiences with multiple participants. The tedious and oddly two-dimensional video conferencing of the COVID-19 pandemic has shown the limitations of the World Wide Web, not only in terms of data capacity, but also the resilience of participants. There's even a term for it, Zoom fatigue. But even experts Ball does not believe that the metaverse will replace real interactions. Look, the success of the metaverse will ultimately depend on interoperability, that is, the possibility of taking purchase objects, such as accessories that you buy for your avatar, onto other platforms. If you buy an expensive virtual Prada bag, you naturally want to show it off in other game worlds. How much would someone pay for a Real Madrid shirt if it could only be worn at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, Ball asked in his book. If it is possible to carry possessions like a kind of virtual household goods, purchases in a 5-digit range are also possible. He is certain Kevin Prince Boateng could then wear his wedding suit again at other parties. Yeah, so far, this is my opinion about the metaverse here on ipadblog.de in the Szymanski zone. And I'm really, really happy that you turned on your speakers or your headphones and were listening to my voice today on Thursday, January the 26th, 2020. 2023. My name is Raphael. I'm glad that I am allowed to be your host. Thanks for downloading this episode. And if you have any inquiries or questions to the show, do not hesitate and send an email to podcast@ipadblog.de. That's it so far. And next time there will be a co-host. She's a female person. I got to know her on the Product Tank in Frankfurt, and you can really looking forward to hearing her and me in one of the next episodes. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Matrix.
This podcast was presented by Digital Hessen. Thank you to Rafael Szymanski for hosting the show. We wish you a great week.